Love by Moonlight. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1892. Constantina Milbank's eyes flew open. The carriage had hit a rut in the road and startled her awake, and for a moment she wondered where she was. Then she turned her gaze to the window, as it must have grown cold outside for the glass to mist up so. Taking a handkerchief from her reticule, she then breathed on the window and wiped it clear. Outside was an alien land. On the dimming horizon, a mountain range showed above the frosty pines of the forest, the kind of forest she had read about in fairy tales, where wolves' eyes glinted in the trees and witches stirred cauldrons in thatched huts. Constantina drew back, smiling ruefully at herself. Her imagination was running away with her. On the other hand, it was no wonder that she felt not quite herself. Every turn of the wheel, every thud of the hoofs, carried her further and further from the only home she had known for the past 17 years. The home had been a neat cottage on the outskirts of London, where she had lived with her parents. Until she was 10, it had been Eden, and then her father had died, and she had grieved deeply as much for her widowed mother as for him. Her mother had lived for another 7 years, but whether she was ever herself again was another question. Constantina had never seen a couple as devoted as her parents had been. Now both of them were dead, and Constantina was an orphan on her way to the home of a relation she had never met in her life, Countess Mordile McGurney. She whispered the name to herself, as she had done ever since she had learned where her future and fate lay. Her dear mother, Rurinia, had been a McGurney, an aristocratic family long established in a country east of the Danube. Even though Mrs. Milbank had taught her daughter her own native tongue, she had rarely spoken of her Balkan origins. She had never dreamt that her daughter would one day be forced to return to the McGurney estate, near to the town of Preveska. All Constantina knew was that her grandfather, the Count McGurney, had brought his wife and daughter to London when she was a mere 6 years old. Young Rurinia was passionate about music, and maybe it was inevitable that, when she met the dashing but penniless musician Alfred Milbank at a soiree, she fell head over heels in love with him. Her parents were furious with her when she elected to remain in England and marry him. They forbade the union, but Rurinia defied them, and then her parents returned to their own country, never communicating with her again. Only Rurinia's old nanny, Greta, wrote now and then to her one-time charge in England. And it was from Greta the Milbanks learnt that Rurinia's parents had adopted an 8-year-old orphan, Count McGurney's great niece, Mordile. This happened the very year that Constantina was born, and deeply wounded Rurinia, as she was effectively disinherited forever. It was also through Greta that Rurinia Milbank had later learned that her mother and then her father, the Count, had died. Perhaps her father's death was the final blow that she could not endure, for shortly after Rurinia became ill. A year later she was dead, and Constantina herself was an orphan. The letters from the old nanny Greta had ceased to arrive during the year that her mother was ailing. In their place, however, there came letters from a most unexpected source. The Countess Mordile, adopted daughter of the late Count and Countess McGurney. The new Countess brushed off all questions about Greta that Mrs. Milbank posed to her in her replies, saying only that she had returned north to her own homeland. What the Countess was really interested in was the well-being of her young relation, Constantina.